Hello everyone, welcome back to Headventure Talk, the go-to podcast for aspiring entrepreneurs and business enthusiasts. I'm your host Helen, and I'm super excited to have you with us for the grand finale of this season. We're at episode 10 and we've learned so much together. Today, we're going to talk about something that makes all the hard work, tears, and sweat worthwhile: celebrating success and giving back. It's like the icing on the cake, the cherry on top. So let's jump right into the first slice of this delightful topic: defining and measuring success in entrepreneurship. So, what does success mean to you? Is it a treasure chest full of gold, a crowd giving you a standing ovation, or maybe it's seeing the positive impact your venture has on a community? In entrepreneurship, success can be a shapeshifter. It can mean different things at different stages of your journey. Imagine this: you're an explorer in an enchanted forest, and you're looking for the mythical treasure that lies within. The treasure is your ultimate success. Along the way, you find little gems and magic potions, and they're all parts of your success story. Now, let's get back to the real world. Those gems are your milestones, and the treasure is the ultimate goal. But here's a twist. You get to decide what the treasure looks like. It could be achieving financial freedom, creating a life-changing product, or building a community. In entrepreneurship, it's essential to define what success looks like for you. It's like drawing your treasure map. But remember, this map can evolve. Maybe you find a hidden cave you didn't know existed, and that becomes part of your treasure hunt. All right, adventurers, now that we have a treasure map, how do we know we're on the right track? Well, that's where measuring success comes into play. It's like having a magic compass that guides you through the enchanted forest. But be cautious, because in the real world, measuring success is not just about revenues and profit margins. It's also about customer satisfaction, employee happiness, and impacts your business has on the world. Think of it as the well-being of the enchanted forest. Are there trees growing? Are the creatures thriving? For measuring success, one useful tool is setting SMART goals: specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. It's like having clues and riddles in your treasure hunts that guide you closer to the treasure. Now, my fellow explorers, as we head into the show break, I want you to ponder over this. What does your treasure map look like? How will you know when you find a treasure? Mull it over and grab a refreshing beverage. When we come back, we'll talk about how to throw a party in an enchanted forest, aka celebrating milestones and achievements. Welcome back, you ambitious go-getters. I hope you had a moment to think about your treasure map during the break. Now, let's continue our enchanted journey through the forest of entrepreneurship and dive into the next magical topic: celebrating milestones and achievements. Picture this: you're walking through the enchanted forest, and suddenly, there's a glimmer in the trees. You found a precious gem. What do? You dance, you cheer, you throw a little party right there in the forest. You've just hit a milestone, my friend. In entrepreneurial journey, these gems, they're your little wings, and they deserve a celebration because, let's face it, entrepreneurship is like trekking through a dense forest. Sometimes you might feel lost or overwhelmed, so it's crucial to acknowledge and celebrate even the small wins. But wait, we're not just talking about high fives and pats on the back. Celebrating milestones is about recognizing the hard work, the dedication, and the team efforts that went into achieving that goal. It's the auxiliary that boosts morale and creates positive vibes. And believe me, it doesn't have to be a grand ball in a castle. It could also be as simple as a thank you note, an afternoon off, or even a shout out on social media. Be creative. Maybe create an achievement tree in your office and hand ornaments for each milestone. Now imagine, as you get in more gems and move through the forest, your backpack is getting heavier, but your heart is lighter. You're not just collecting jewels. You're collecting stories, experiences, and memories. These are the things that shape your venture and create a legacy. But hold on, We're not done yet. Our enchanted forest has one more treasure in store. Celebrating success is not just about looking at how far you've come, but also about preparing for the journey ahead. It's about refilling your magic potions, sharpening your sword, and setting your sights on the next ventures. Stay tuned, because when we come back, we'll uncover the final treasure, giving back and creating a positive impact to your business. Get ready to embrace the magic and transform the enchanted forest. And welcome back again, fellow entrepreneurs. We've gathered our gems, we've celebrated our victories, and it's time to uncover the final treasure of our enchanted forest. Get ready to unleash the true magic as we explore giving back and creating positive impact through your business. Imagine you're standing in the middle of an enchanting forest, and around you are trees, flowers, and creatures all sparkling with magic. This magic is the positive impact you have created. You see, true success isn't just amassing gems. It's about spreading the enchantment. It's about making the forest flourish. The true magic happens when you give back to the community, help others on their quest, and make the world a better place. And believe me, the forest remembers. The trees grow taller, the flowers bloom brighter, and the creatures sing your praises. So how can your business wield this magic? Well, it starts with recognizing that your business is part of a larger ecosystem. It's one character in the storybook. You can adopt sustainable practices, support local suppliers, mentor aspiring entrepreneurs, or donate to causes you believe in. And here's the spell. It's not just about giving money. It's about giving your time, your expertise, your voice. It's about understanding that sometimes the most valuable thing you can offer is your experience. Now, close your eyes and picture this. As you spread the magic, the path through the forest becomes clearer and more travelers join you. Your journey is no longer just about gathering gems. It's about creating an enchanted forest where dreams come true. Oh, what a wonderful journey it has been. We battled through the thicket, gathered gems, celebrated with the woodland creatures, and spread the magic far and wide. As we come to the end of this episode, and our enchanted forest fades into the mist, remember that your entrepreneurial journey is a never-ending story. With every step, you have the power to find treasures, create magic, and build a legacy that will be sung about for ages to come. Thank you so much for joining me on this mystical adventure through entrepreneurship. May your path be filled with wonder, your backpack with gems, and your hearts with magic. Before I sign off, don't forget to subscribe to our podcast for more enchanted adventures and wisdom. The forest is vast, and there's so much more to explore. This has been Haventure Talk, your guide to entrepreneurial success. I'm your host, Helen, reminding you that every venture starts with a dream. So keep dreaming, keep venturing, and until next time, stay empowered.